B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. Want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll get the latest in esports news from over at the news desk with Sarah Skopic. That discussion is at here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first, let's check in with Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update.
Gaming news update with Sarah Skopic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointXP.com.
Epic Games has scored a major win. Last week, they agreed to terms to acquire Psyonix. For those who don't know, Psyonix is the company that makes Rocket League. In the immediate future, no changes are being made to the Psyonix team, who will continue developing the game as they were. The company will continue to support players who own the game on Steam, though whether the game will continue to be sold on the platform long-term remains to be seen.
Oh, such a big win. Rocket League is a game that's got a huge install base, a huge player base, really healthy esports scene as well. And I think maybe this is Epic also trying to bring on Psyonix and say, you know, let's look at some of the things you guys are doing.
Let's
well
find
for
the
some
right
of our
way to do esports.
That, yeah. See, that's where I think the potential big win for them is if there's any place that Epic continues to struggle, it is with their esports scene. Bringing on Psyonix and saying, you know what, maybe we could borrow some of your expertise on how to do this properly could be a big win for them.
Absolutely. And a huge congratulations to everyone over at Psyonix, who hopefully they will be quite comfortable under the Epic Games banner.
Well, and for anyone who might be worried that they might go like the Fortnite sort of route with things, I think that Rocket League has already established the way that it does its development, that no one has to worry about that.
Yeah.
Gamescom is one of the largest video game conferences of the year. In fact, by attendance, it's the largest, as it attracts nearly 350,000 people year after year. But one major company has elected not to attend this year. Blizzard Games has said they will not be attending this year as they put a greater focus on game development and towards making BlizzCon bigger and better than ever.
Honestly, didn't even realize that Blizzard went anywhere else besides BlizzCon. Because even if you go to some place like this, you're not, like, making any new announcements there.
Well, and I think that that's probably what they had decided internally, too. Where they're like, does anyone even realize that we're at Gamescom? Why even bother?
For them, it's an opportunity to meet with their European fan base.
It's basically
BlizzCon EU for them, but they don't have a BlizzCon EU.
And people from EU and Australia and everywhere else just come to BlizzCon anyhow.
Well, that's fair.
Monster Hunter World has now moved into a class of its own. After another quarter of strong sales, the title has now sold over 12 million units. That makes it Capcom's best-selling game of all time. Beyond that, Resident Evil 2 Remake has now moved over 4 million units, and Devil May Cry 5 moved over 2 million.
Okay, so this is really surprising to me, because I assumed that I had missed the boat after 6 months after that game had come out and I hadn't played it yet.
No.
Apparently not.
Monster Hunter World is timeless.
Yeah, I feel like very much I haven't missed the boat and that I could pick it up tomorrow and
you could be perfectly fine. Pick that up, play it, put it down, pick it up in the 3 months in the same spot and not be missing out on anything.
Truly.
That's pretty cool.
A new Earthworm Jim game has been announced, and they've managed to sign the entirety of the original development team onto the project.
That's pretty great.
The bad news? It's an exclusive to the Intellivision Amico.
Oh, no!
Why would you do this?
No!
Yes. Hey, guys, let's make a game nobody plays.
I forgot about that.
I forgot about Earthworm Jim, to be honest with you.
No, about the Intellivision thing coming back.
Well, the new system will be releasing October 10th in 2020.
Oh.
And how many people are going to buy it? Like,
seven.
What's the I don't even know what this retails for, but if it's retailing...
I'm more likely to buy the Atari box that's coming out.
No, it's going to be the guy who made it, his wife, and then it's going to be maybe one that he gives to his kids that they're just going to use it to put their shoes on.
If something like this retails for, like, $45, sure. I'd check it out. Sure, that's negligible. Why not? And to get access to a brand new Earthworm Jim game...
I'll check it out for $100 for a new Earthworm Jim game, but...
Really?
No,
you would spend $100 on just an Earthworm Jim game?
It depends on what else they have.
Come on.
No.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night has finally gotten a release date. Following some development issues that led to delays and platforms changing, the game has finally been cleared for release, and it's sooner than we thought. Koji Igarashi's spiritual successor to Symphony of the Night will be releasing on June 18, 2019 for Steam. Retail versions will later release on June 21st for PC, Xbox One, and PS4. Later, June 25th, we'll see the Switch launch.
Well, I know what platform I'm getting it on.
I think I'm waiting for the Switch.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want it on the Switch.
This was one that we actually got to get hands-on with at E3 last year, and completely felt like Castlevania when you played it.
The feel of it was right. The big thing that they needed to fix was some of the graphical, the aesthetic of
it. Because
they're not wrong, and to be fair, they've been very forward and about this when they say it looked kind of bad. And now they've gone to, like, a full graphical rework, which had to be a lot of effort on their part. But hey, it looks awesome now, and I'm super excited for this. By the way, you mentioned a Switch release. I find myself more and more just saying, like, can I play it on my Switch? Like, that's what, like, the only
more
console I want
ever,
to play anything
more than ever
you.
Before.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't want to, like, I'm reticent to launch my PC and put Steam on these days. I'd rather play it on the Switch.
Honestly, where I'm doing the most gaming these days is on my gaming laptop and on my Switch. That's it.
Yeah.
EA Access will no longer be an Xbox exclusive. The service will be making its way to PlayStation 4 this July.
Y'all can keep it.
This will cost $5 monthly or $30 for a year, and will grant the user access to a library of more than 50 EA titles.
No.
I mean, it's got, like, FIFA and Madden on it.
I already have FIFA.
That pricing is actually pretty decent, but if you want this to work, you're going to have to start paying us.
It's not bad.
Here's what will justify this, and I'm gonna give them credit. Here's where I'll justify this. If they said FIFA, Madden, Live, and all their other sports titles will be functioning like almost like MMOs or online games where they'll be rolling updates constantly and I don't have to buy FIFA 2020.
And that's included in it.
That's
nice.
Yeah. That's actually pretty cool.
Listen, EA, if you want me to play this, you're going to have to pay me $60 up front, and then I'll sit down and play it. If you want me to do a weekend binge, that's in a DLC pack. You're going to have to pay me another $5 for that. And if you want to pick it up throughout the week, you can also hit the loot boxes for me. $3.99 each. Maybe I'll play.
Amid ongoing struggles with post-launch Anthem, members of the development team are beginning to shift to new projects. Specifically, the lead creators, executive producer Mark Duraw, and lead producer Michael Gamble are leaving the project to work on Dragon Age 4.
This is not terribly surprising, considering how the game was received, but if you wanted any more evidence that the launch of this game has gone as pretty poorly as it should, then there you go. There's the evidence.
There's something weird about this, because they've also, you know, they've said, like, this does not mean we're not continuing to work on Anthem. We're just shifting this talent over to a different project. What does that mean?
No,
bungle this project. I don't want them on another project. I don't want them on Dragon Age 4.
No,
I'd like to actually enjoy that.
We're allocating resources because we're about to pull money out of the development of this game.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it we're not going to fire anybody. We're just going to put them in a different division on a different game.
Yeah, writing's on the wall. If you're a big fan of Anthem and you were hoping that this game was going to continue to be supported well into the future, I would probably let go of those hopes now.
But don't worry, because apparently Dragon Age 4 is also going to be the same sort of game-as-a-service type model as Anthem.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Sarah, for the update. Employees at Riot Games staged a walkout earlier this week. The move comes amid growing tensions at the company between employees and management.
Yeah, over 150 employees took part in the walkout, making it the first major organized labor demonstration at a major game studio.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it is about time. Riot management has circulated a memo around the company instructing managers to be accommodating of the walkout, to reschedule meetings around it, and that any retaliatory action against those who participated or did not participate would not be tolerated.
I mean, listen, but this is this seems to be the pattern of behavior for Riot as the company. There seems to be a problem. They come out saying all the right things to address the problem, and then when it comes to the follow through,
there's no movement.
Woefully underserved.
I think this should be okay. I heard word that the repercussions for any proper or any retaliation is 2 weeks paid vacation. So.
Well, that does seem to be the way of things. That's upper management, though. I don't know if that extends out of the development level.
Well, now, the one thing I will say about this that I've been seeing is people ultimately saying, well, Riot did so much to accommodate their particular walkout. The walkout loses all of its effectiveness.
Not necessarily.
No. They're saying that doesn't impact what, you know, a walkout is supposed to do. Not necessarily, as you guys said, because what this is about is being able to show Riot that this group of people is willing to take it that far.
Yeah.
We're going to play ball now, but there seems to be a sentiment amongst Riot employees.
I'm willing to risk my career. I'm willing to risk my reputation. I'm willing to put that all on the line
for this.
To say how messed up that is. And
specifically what this walkout is targeting is the forced arbitration contract clauses.
And honestly, I think instead of Riot looking at this as, you know, our employees are revolting or rioting against us, haha. But what they should look at this as, listen, these are employees that instead of quitting the toxic environment there are dedicated to trying to find ways to make it better.
And the one thing I'll say is that the sentiment between everything that I've been reading on social media about the walkout, people are saying, no, I love Riot. I love the stuff that we work on. I love the game that we've created.
I just want it to be better.
I want it to be better. And to quote James Baldwin, I love America so much that I must criticize her furiously. And I think that's really brilliant. And hats off to these guys.
Well, listen, we want to hear from you. What do you think about the walkouts that are happening over at Riot Games? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Ahead next, we'll check in with Sarah over at the Checkpoint News Desk.
Is Epic finally listening to their esports players?
Esports news is next here on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code, so sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. But first, let's check in with Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get an esports gaming update.
Epic Games has announced that the World Cup will be held in Season 9 of Fortnite. This is important because the timing of the event suggested that it would be held at the beginning of Season 10, once again forcing players to adopt a new meta mid-tournament. It looks like Epic may have finally learned and will extend Season 9 to accommodate the World Cup.
I can't prove any of this, and I don't know, but I would like, my headcanon is that Psyonix joined the team at some point and said, you know what, first thing you're going to do, World Cup's on Season 9.
You know, but honestly, though, like, it's shocking to me that this was still up for debate before they came out and announced this.
Well, it was up for debate mainly just because we didn't have the exact dates of when Season 10 was supposed to start. So, like, the Season 10 start date got announced. Everyone was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. You're going to do this again? And they're like, no, we're not doing that again. So, thank heaven for that.
Blizzard has announced that this year's Overwatch League Finals will be held in Philadelphia. Last year's runners-up will play host to the finals this year at the Wells Fargo Center, which has a capacity of 19,500 people. It's worth noting that construction is underway on the Fusion Arena in Philadelphia, and that development along with reduced costs were key factors in selecting the Wells Fargo Arena.
I think this is an amazing spot to put the finals this year. I mean, New York seems like kind of an obvious launching point, right?
Yeah, New York or LA.
But Philly, outside of Texas, is probably the town that I think has the most rabid Overwatch League fan base. When we were out in Brooklyn...
Sports fan base in general.
Yeah, that's
totally,
true.
Totally, but when we were out in Brooklyn, we saw loads of Philly Fusion fans. And
they brought some buses up there as well. I think the one thing that I'm wondering is last year they had no problem filling up to 20,000 seats at the Barclays Arena, and this is about the same. I'm actually surprised they didn't try to find someplace to try and maybe fit in another 1,000 or two.
I think it's smart that you sort of under promise, over deliver. You kind of want the sellout to be part of the thing and not try
right.
something
well,
you can't do.
The capacity is 19,500. To do an esports setup, the capacity is probably actually like 15,000 is what it'll actually end up being, because they'll have to tarp off that back section and put the stage in front of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you pack 15,000 people and sell out the Wells Fargo Arena, that's a good, good headline.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
While much of the discussion lately is on Team Liquid's League of Legends squad, you can't overlook their CSGO team. They were the big winners at IEM Sydney last weekend after taking down Fnatic in the finals. The final match went to 5 games before Liquid secured the $100,000 prize.
Now, this is surprising to me because it's not Astralis.
Well, having gone through the tournament, I don't think they played, so yeah, that would explain why they did not win.
Oh, okay.
I promise you, if the headline was Liquid upsets Astralis in finals, we wouldn't be talking about it in the news. It'd be our lead, I'm sure.
Wow. Congratulations to Team Liquid taking IEM Sydney. That's awesome for them.
Congratulations that Astralis wasn't there.
Capcom has restructured their esports ventures and media licensing into a new company called Capcom Media Ventures. The Los Angeles-based company will manage all global esports projects outside of Japan, including the Capcom Pro Tour and Street Fighter League. In addition, the company plans to roll out collegiate and amateur tournaments later in 2019.
I think this is intelligent on the part of Capcom. That way, you know, while the legislation is pending out and sort of ironing itself out in Japan as it pertains to esports, you have a division that's fully dedicated and wholly focused on the Pro Tour and on Street Fighter League. I think it's intelligent to sort of separate those powers.
I'm a little concerned about things like hearing collegiate and amateur tournaments, knowing that the prize pools in the FGC are already not exactly stellar.
No,
I'm really
agree.
Worried to see what an amateur prize pool in the FGC is going to look like.
It won't be great. It won't be a fun time. Honestly, I think there has to be more investment, but at this point, I don't know where it comes from.
100 Thieves has secured their first major tournament victory at CWL London. 100 Thieves had to take on EU United for the second time in the tournament, having beaten them earlier on. The result in the grand finals was a 3-1 series win for 100 Thieves and a $125,000 prize.
This is, good on 100 Thieves for a team that, they had a really good run, albeit short, in League of Legends, and then kind of
fizzled out,
or that's one way of putting it. Dead last, was it? I believe.
They're on the struggle bus for sure.
But for their Call of Duty team to kind of storm into CWL London and perform admirably, congrats to Nate Shot.
Is this their first major tournament win
as an organization?
Yeah.
I think so. I can't think of a major tournament win that they've had in another game.
Yeah.
I think it might be, yeah.
Yeah, because they went to Worlds, but they didn't win anything.
Right, they went to Worlds, and I don't think they made it on winning LCS either. I think they were the third team in, if I recall. So yeah, I don't think so.
Immortals recently raised $30 million in additional capital as they look to expand their esports operations. One of the major objectives with the fundraising round is to place a bid on Optic Gaming's LCS slot. Immortals was one of the teams left out when League of Legends franchised, which came as a shock to many given the team's success.
Yeah, that was a shocking moment when it was announced that Immortals would not be attending. They had just played in Worlds and they weren't even terrible at Worlds. They performed fairly well, as well as NA ever does.
So if they're able to, to get this slot from Optic Gaming, how big of a deal is this?
I think it's a big deal for, it's kind of like Dignitas looking to get their slot back from the Rockets. What team are they? Yeah.
Clutch Gaming.
Clutch Gaming. Thank
you.
There you
go.
It's another major endemic brand coming back to League of Legends, a team that a lot of people felt should have been in the LCS when it franchised in the first place. People were surprised. They thought maybe there was a little bit of bad blood because Immortals also had an Overwatch League team, and then that ended up not panning out because they're not the only team to be in both. So I think it's a big deal. A lot of people are concerned that maybe teams are like, you know, quick to flee out of the LCS because maybe they're not seeing the money turn around. I feel like there's some people who bought slots because, hey, it's esports and we want to get in, and they're looking for a quick flip.
Well, that's always going to happen. Yeah.
Activision Blizzard has confirmed the first five teams that will be involved in the Call of Duty World League. They include franchises in Atlanta, Dallas, New York, Paris, and Toronto. It's unsurprising that the first teams willing to pony up the $25 million price tag were teams already involved in Overwatch League.
I'm just disappointed that there's no Midwest representation.
Still. No, I agree, and especially for some like Call of Duty, which is so widespread. Everybody plays it. It exists in virtually every region of the country, so I've no idea why we don't have a team yet again.
I know.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP Esports Gaming Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Sarah, for the update. The first major League of Legends International is underway in Vietnam. The midseason invitational kicked off last week with the play-in stages.
Yep, so in Group A, it was Fongvu Buffalo, who managed to advance and earn the right to play Team Liquid. They defeated Fenerbahce. So, sorry, Fibonacci, if you guys were hopeful. Meanwhile, Vega Squadron escaped Group B to play against Flash Wolves. So we got our match with Liquid and Fongvu Buffalo. It was Liquid looked great.
I was
so worried that once again Liquid would go onto the international stage and, like they have done time and time again before, just completely fizzle out. No, they put on a really good show. They went 3-0 against Fongvu Buffalo.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, a lot was going on with Fongvu Buffalo. They were in the middle of a week of mourning for the passing of, I believe, was it a former
president. Yeah.
And they're playing in their backyard, and sometimes maybe that's a lot of pressure.
I'll say this, though. For being in their backyard, there were some Team Liquid fans there. When that first match kicked underway, it was a Team Liquid chant that broke out, which was very surprising. Meanwhile, over on the other side of things, Flash Wolves handled Vega Squadron, so both of them are going to advance. In the final match, it was the hometown Fongvu Buffalo playing Vega Squadron to find out the last team that would advance, and Fongvu Buffalo emerged victorious. So the home team crowd eventually got them over the hump, and they will advance. Which brings us to this weekend, where group stages for the main event get underway. And so it'll be Fongvu Buffalo, Flash Wolves, Team Liquid, and they'll be meeting SK Telecom T1, Invictus Gaming, and G2 Esports for a double round robin over the weekend.
So what are you expecting from the weekend's competition?
What
are you expecting, not what do you hope for? Those
right.
Two different things.
That's the
G2
thing is,
Esports and SK will be the final, I'm saying.
You think so?
Wow, really? SK and G2?
Yep.
Okay, I mean, SK I think I agree with. I don't know that I agree with G2 Esports.
I've watched G2 as they've been playing at LEC.
They've been having a great year.
They look so good.
Man. Yeah. If Invictus Gaming gets wiped out in front of their home crowd again on the international stage, that would be brutal. Listen, I think Team Liquid looks really good. I think they do finally have a roster that is set to compete on the international stage. I think adding Core JJ.
We've never heard that before.
Boo.
The addition of Core JJ, I think, is going to be bigger than people are giving it credit for. I do think SK Telecom is going to be really good. I don't think Flash Wolves or Fongvu Buffalo have it to stick around. I don't think G2 is all that good either. So I'm going to say SK and Team Liquid.
Going to give you endless amounts of crap.
This North America has won at MSI. That is not unheard of.
This guy over here doubting G2.
I know G2.
He didn't watch the same
matches.
Exactly. Exactly.
If Counter Logic Gaming can win at MSI, so can Team Liquid.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there, but we want to hear from you. What are you predicting for the results for MSI? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming. as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Make sure you tune in tomorrow when we'll ask our social media followers what boss is harder than the final boss. And join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank my crew, lead segment producing by Joe Sloan, producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Skopik over at the Checkpoint News Desk, and of course my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.